A few weeks ago, Canadian journalist Scott Taylor approached the city of Tal Afar in northern Iraq. He was planning to write about an expected American offensive against insurgents there. What he didn't realize was that the insurgents already had taken control of the city. He was kidnapped, held captive, and tortured for 5 days, along with his interpreter, Zeynep Tugrul, herself a journalist for the Turkish daily Sabah. Scott Taylor is back in Ottawa now. He says he knows well the Turkmen enclave of Tal Afar. So he and Tugrul were caught unaware when they arrived at the outskirts of the city and walked directly into the hands of the violent militant group Ansar al-Islam.
We were instructed to get into a car next to the police checkpoint that contained four masked gunmen. I mean, I thought they must have been a special forces unit from the local police. I didn't have any reason for alarm. The guy spoke very good English. He said, "Don't be afraid, come with me." We got in the car and learned that we probably should have been afraid because, in fact, this group was Ansar al-Islam.
Why were you kidnapped?
Tal Afar is a very closed community. It's like something that, since the Bible, time has forgotten because it's so isolated, so removed. It's a city of 400,000 people that doesn't have a single hotel. There's nowhere to stay for an outsider. So they knew, as the fighting was about to begin, anybody coming in there, if they were Kurdish or whatever, this group of rebels had been suspicious and had seized them and had, in fact, put to death, by their own claim, more than 30 of them.
And did it make a difference that you were not an American and not an Israeli, for instance? Did that matter?
The emir, or the leader of the Mujahideen, the man who originally captured us, He did do the investigation to check out our identities. Apparently, he was convinced, and on the Wednesday evening, he had told Zeynep that we would be free to go, that the following morning, if it was safe, we'd be let go. Now, he was killed that night. Not only was he killed, but all of our identification was destroyed, buried under the rubble. So I had nothing, no wallet, no way to prove I was Canadian. So it really didn't matter. I could be anybody to them, saying I'm anybody, until they finally did a Google search of all things, because I still exist in cyberspace, and they were able to confirm my identity.
There you are, you and Zeynep Tugrul. Did you know what their demands were?
They weren't looking for ransom. These guys were, the original people that took us were Mujahideen. They're fighters. They wanted to fight and die in battle against the Americans inside Tal Afar. We happened to be a bit of a nuisance. We showed up, and they weren't prepared for us. They certainly didn't have any political aim with us in mind, because they didn't intend to kidnap anybody. Unlike others that are being targeted and taken, we were sort of a happenstance. Eventually, they decided just to dump us to another group. And in fact, the second group, they were the ones who released Zeynep. After that, I was taken to a third group. And it was there that, again, I was told that I would be executed, even though that they had done an internet Google search. It didn't matter. They still pronounced me to be a Mossad spy and said that I would die. I spent a good 6 or 7 hours that last day handcuffed and chained to a bed, blindfolded, waiting for nothing else but to die.
Scott Taylor, why were you released?
As I said earlier, I think part of it was that they weren't prepared for us. This group had different reasons for holding us, and it wasn't that they had sought us. We happened to fall into their lap. And then there was pressure put on from the various Turkmen organizations in northern Iraq once they knew we were missing. There was people that were actually expecting us to show up to do interviews both in Kirkuk and in Tal Afar. So when we didn't materialize, the word went out and they were looking for us.
Was there any way for you to tell from this experience the level of support for the insurgency in this area?
Absolutely. I mean, this is the most enlightening thing for us to have seen that, A, the police were the ones that put us in the car. They were cooperating in Tal Afar. When we were brought back into Mosul, again, the police at their checkpoint were giving the Mujahideen cigarettes, water, shouting encouragement. They made no effort, even though we were tied up in the back seat. Obviously, captives did nothing. And, of course, just the number of houses that we were taken to, the level of different groups that were working together, the Ba'athists at one point also were involved. So you've got secular Ba'athists, you've got fundamentalists, Arabs working with Turkmens, everybody from all the different factions working with one common purpose, and that's to rid Iraq of the American occupiers.
Did the Americans debrief you after this experience when you were finally released?
No, just the Turkish intelligence when we crossed the border. And then here, my foreign ministry has come in as a Canadian citizen. I've had to make a report to them for the abduction.
Thank you for taking the time out to tell your story, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Scott Taylor is the publisher of the Canadian military magazine Esprit de Corps. Journalist Zeynep Tugrul is back home in Ankara, Turkey.